Have you ever been that type of person that goes for the wrong type of person? You know, you just get obsessed with the people who all your friends say, they're a loser. What do you see in them? They're going nowhere. Well, are you maybe possibly doing that with your own products or service offerings? Let's talk about that today on Hat Chats. Hat Chats. It's easy to be passionate and obsessed and in love with what we do because we're artists and we're designers and we're makers. And at the heart of it, we are just fortunate that we do like what we do. Sometimes this can be an Achilles heel for us because we get very close to it, very, very attached. It doesn't always mean that we're attached to the right things, to the right efforts, to the right things that we should be spending our energy on. There is nothing quite like the entrepreneurial struggle. And I think that if you're already out there and you're marketing and you're selling your wares that you make as an artisan or a designer, professional services or products, whatever it may be, if you're independent, you're familiar with that hustle and that daily struggle that we go through to not only do the actual work that it takes to create your product or to fulfill your service offerings, but also to actually get noticed and stay top of mind with people. As we know, in these days, that means a lot of self-promotion, usually on social media, but also sometimes traditional methods. It might be some snail mail campaigns that you're doing or email campaigns. That almost sounds like an antiquated thing now, doing an email campaign, but it really isn't. You know, there are still a lot of advantages to using email to contact your clients. Stay top of mind. If you're providing value, getting in their inbox sometimes gives you a much higher chance of being seen than fighting with algorithms that are being forced on us by Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or whatever else it may be. But, you know, all the time that we spend marketing and promoting ourselves adds up. And so I was thinking about this morning and a story popped into my head, and I've gone back and forth over the years, remembering this story, and it's going to sound pretty materialistic, but you have to bear with me on this. I had a friend years ago. Her mother had been through a probably pretty ugly divorce and had remarried. And when she remarried, the person she married was quite wealthy. So my friend had this very wealthy stepfather. And I remember a lesson or some words of wisdom that her mother gave to her. And it was, you know, it's just as easy to fall in love with a rich man as a poor one. And I remember thinking, oh my God, that's just a terrible, really materialistic, horrible way to look at things. Now, you have to remember, we were 12 or 13 hearing this kind of worldly advice from someone who was probably in their 50s and had gone through some hardships. And that was her perspective. That was her outlook. Now, flash forward about, I don't know, 15, 20 years later, where my friend was actually going through a divorce with her first husband. And she repeated how she remembered her mother saying, you know, it's just as easy to fall in love with a rich man as it is with a poor one. And so I have to just surmise that maybe some of their problems that factored in might have been financial. I don't know for sure. But because she sort of dredged up that quote, I thought, it might have been something with that or maybe, but whatever. You know, the point here is, I have found myself thinking of that because when I look at my business and I look at the sort of the path that it's taken over time, the ups and the downs of it, especially in selling products and services for price points, I have found that story and that quote about falling in love with a rich man has actually applied to how I want to price and prioritize the energy that I spend in my own business. Meaning, I know myself at this point. I've been an independent freelance artisan for more than half of my my life, actually, and more, you know, definitely most of my creative career. And I know that every day I'm going to get up and I'm going to fight that good fight and struggle and market and promote and do all the things, do that hustle, because I love what I do and I'm going to keep doing it. However, it's a lot more fruitful for me to do that hustle or to make those efforts on higher price points than for the lower price point things. And what I see lately, or I guess what I've really tuned into recently, is I like to be part of forums and Facebook groups of other people who are talking about their struggles with their business, and especially in the world of Etsy sellers is definitely one of them, but also just I have other groups that are freelance groups. And the time and the energy that I observe people spending on really trying to solve problems over really low-priced items, low-priced products, or undersold service offerings is really alarming to me. And sometimes it's just taking a step outside of yourself, because I'm sure that I've probably, no, I am sure, there's no probably, I'm sure I've done that as well. I'm sure that I've spent way too much time contemplating something that's literally not worth the time to contemplate or to wonder about or how to solve this or what should I do. At the end of the day, it's those higher priced products or the higher priced services, the better paying clients that are worth all the efforts of the struggle and the promoting. So I guess the point of this really quick, you know, thought for the day is, are you struggling and are you overthinking things that are for a really low price point? If you're not selling a mass quantity of these low price point things, you know, if you're someone out there who's wondering how to make money off this $3 vector graphic file and you've got a customer complaining about a $3 item, that obviously that's something where you need to really be selling thousands upon thousands of those to make that worth your time, because there is very likely a way that you can be taking all that energy and all of the talent that you're putting into this product or this item and bundling this into something of more value, a higher price point. And one thing that I will tell you, I have found in dealing with clientele, when you are working at a higher price point, you are also working with a clientele who are a different mindset. I have found that the higher my items were priced, the fewer incidents I would have of people misunderstanding what they were purchasing, misunderstanding the process. They seemed to go into the purchase with a little more intention, and they just seemed to be happier with it. All in all, I haven't had too many incidents of people being displeased with products or services, but I do feel like the more I read, the more I see people complaining about problems they have with clients or customers, it really tends to be the people who are looking for $3, $5, $10 items who are making a really big deal out of nothing and consuming the artisan's efforts and energy with having to deal with really, you know, customer service issues that shouldn't be issues. So consider, when you look at your inventory, when you look at your offerings, how might you tweak that a little bit and present it to either a different audience that's not going to be troublesome, bring it out, promote it to an audience that is a little more prepared to spend a little more, to invest in something of a higher quality or a higher price point. I'm not saying take a cheap item and rip people off by charging more. I'm saying, what small changes can you make to bring your price point up, still be offering something of great value and over-delivering whenever you can so that people are really, really pleased with it. You're going to wake up every day and do that hustle, right? You're going to struggle and promote and do all the work. Why do it for an item that's half the price you should be charging? That struggle, it is just as easy, right, to struggle for a higher price point item as it is to struggle to promote the cheaper items. So consider that. See if you can use that to maybe double, triple, quadruple, who knows, your sales, your revenue, just by the mindset that you put around how you approach your efforts.